USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives.
Michigan's largest county has certified its results of the 2020 general election after an initial party line vote that blocked certification. Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially had voted against certifying because of precincts in Detroit where discrepancies were found during the canvassing process. In agreeing to certify the results, the board also called on the state's Secretary of State to conduct a thorough audit of all the Detroit precincts where discrepancies were found. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Hurricane Iota is now a tropical storm as it continues to soak Nicaragua, Honduras, and El Salvador. At least 4 deaths have been blamed on the storm that came ashore Monday night just 15 miles from where Hurricane Eta did 2 weeks ago. Thousands across Nicaragua were still without power on Tuesday, with many remaining in shelters. Iota is rapidly weakening and will completely dissipate on Wednesday. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a new measure aimed at curbing a spike of coronavirus cases in his state. A curfew will run from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting this Thursday. DeWine says the move is about slowing the spread of the virus before the holidays.
We're going to try it for 21 days, see how we're doing. For 21 days, 3 weeks, at 10 p.m., retail establishments need to be closed and people should be home. That will run until 5 a.m. I know a lot of people like to get up and exercise and do things. That's great. We believe that this is going to help. It's going to reduce some of the contacts that are taking place.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One transportation company is giving back to its employees that have kept America rolling through the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
7 people are facing charges of stealing millions in COVID relief funds. The suspects are accused of submitting $30 million worth of loan applications to the Paycheck Protection Program, getting about $16 million before federal agents executed warrants seizing luxury cars and products and property in the Houston area. The suspects face charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. And the FDA has approved the first self-coronavirus test. The kit produced by Lucera received an emergency use authorization Tuesday night, allowing the at-home test to be distributed by prescription. The company says the test will determine the presence of the coronavirus in 30 minutes or less and is designed to cost around $50. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.